Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hitcase. After releasing iOS 13 last week, Apple today has released iOS 13.1 to the public. The update includes features that were removed from iOS 13 during the beta testing period after first being detailed at WWDC back in June. iOS 13.1 also includes a new AirDrop interface that taps into the U1 Ultra Wideband location chip found in the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. Apple says this allows you to point your iPhone at someone else's to easily share a file with them via AirDrop by servicing the other user at the top of the suggestions. Other tweaks in iOS 13.1 include the addition of a Share ETA functionality in Apple Maps. This allows you to share your live estimated arrival time with someone, making it easy for them to see where you are on a map. iOS 13.1 also includes the Automations tab in Shortcuts, as well as other small interface tweaks. There's a new icon on the volume slider showing which device you're playing through, such as PowerBeats Pro or AirPods. The Home app also includes new icons for different types of lights, as well as new animations. In general, iOS 13.1 should improve performance and stability compared to iOS 13, and it's certainly telling that iOS 13.1 is being released just a week after iOS 13. For comparison's sake, iOS 12.1 last year was released over a month after iOS 12. To update your iPhone or iPod Touch, head to Settings, General, and Software Update and look for iOS 13.1. Along with iOS 13.1, Apple today has released tvOS 13 to all users with a handful of new features and changes. Apple has redesigned the Apple TV home screen with a focus on discovery. This means applications can now play full-screen previews on the home screen, such as trailers, movie clips, and more. There's also multi-user support with tvOS 13, thanks to the new Apple TV Control Center that allows family members to easily switch between personalized user accounts. Thanks to multi-user support, the TV app is now able to offer personalized suggestions and a personalized Up Next list for easily surfacing what TV shows and movies you might want to watch next. tvOS 13 also adds support for Apple Arcade, which launched to iOS 13 users last week. Apple Arcade allows you to access a collection of games for a single $5 per month price point. Games are accessible via your iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad, and Apple TV, with macOS support coming later this fall. Alongside Apple Arcade support, tvOS 13 also now works with the Xbox Wireless Controller and the PlayStation DualShock 4 controller. This should make it easy to play Apple Arcade games that would otherwise be tricky using just the included Siri remote. Other changes with tvOS 13 include support for real-time lyrics with Apple Music, new underwater screensavers, and more. To update your Apple TV, head to Settings, Software Updates, and choose the Update Software option. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is sponsored by Hitcase, the company that designs and manufactures impressively protective cases and accessories for iPhone lovers. That includes the company's popular lens kit and the Hitcase Pro 2.0, an upgraded version of its best-selling waterproof case. Even tougher and better than before, the Hitcase Pro is framed by a single piece of machined aluminum melded with a high-strength polycarbonate panel, all enclosed by a tight, easy-in and easy-out custom TPU seal. Waterproof up to 33 feet, drop-proof to 16 feet, and with threaded lens attachments, the Hitcase Pro 2.0 is a true one-stop-shop iPhone case that's as beautiful as it is protective. Use code HELLOHITCASE20 for 20% off your order site-wide at hitcase.com. That's HITCASE.com. My thanks to Hitcase for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. To round out today's software releases, Apple has released iPadOS 13.1. This is the first public release of iPadOS, with Apple skipping iPadOS 13 and jumping right to 13.1. iPadOS 13.1 marks the first version of the iPad operating system that's split off from the rest of iOS. Apple originally said that separating the iPad from the rest of iOS would mean it could add more tablet-specific features and changes. This year, however, many of the new features are shared between both operating systems. iPadOS 13.1 includes all of the features that came with iOS 13 last week. This includes dark mode support, Apple Arcade, several new features in the Photos app, sign in with Apple, accessibility enhancements, and much more. In terms of what is new specifically for iPad, there's a new home screen with two layout options, there's the traditional 5x4 grid, and a new denser configuration with a 6x5 grid of apps. In the new grid configuration, the arrangement of the apps stays the same whether you're in portrait or landscape mode. On the first home screen, you can also have a persistent sidebar of widgets. Here, you can pick a few widgets that remain visible at all times, and everything else is available with a swipe. This means you can see things like calendar appointments, reminders, current weather, and more right on your iPad home screen. iPadOS also features new text editing gestures, which are meant to make it easier to edit text and undo mistakes. There's also now support for USB accessories, which means you can plug in external storage such as flash drives and access their contents via the Files app. Apple has also overhauled Safari to make browsing websites on the iPad more like the desktop Safari experience. Prior to iPadOS, websites on the iPad would often serve iPhone-optimized pages. But the iPad now fetches and renders websites much like a Mac. Small text and small buttons are automatically scaled up to be more accessible with touch input, and there's also a new download manager in Safari, so you can download files directly into the Files app and track their progress. To update your iPad to iPadOS, head to Settings, General, and Software Update and look for iPadOS 13.1. There are plenty of other new features in iPadOS 13.1, so be sure to get all of the details at 9to5mac.com. Other things new on 9to5mac today include a look at an iPhone 11 Pro Max battery test against competing Android devices. We've also got all of the details on new Apple Store sessions designed to highlight upcoming Apple TV Plus original content. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5mac Daily. Read all of these stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5mac Daily.